Well, top leaders across the nation continue to mourn the passing of former Secretary of State Colin Powell. He passed away yesterday morning due to COVID-19 complications. Joining us now, CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
So, Jeff, Colin's passing, there were COVID complications involved in it, but it was also exacerbated by a separate medical issue, correct?
That's without question. In fact, a couple of separate issues. First of all, Mr. Powell was 84 years old, obviously putting him in a category that's at great risk for COVID-19 infection. And though he'd been vaccinated, he was also suffering from cancer of the blood, myeloma, which helps to compromise your immune system and, again, makes you more vulnerable. And finally, he was also suffering from early onset of Parkinson's disease. And all those things made it very, very difficult for him to combat this particular disease. He, in fact, was scheduled to get a booster, I understand, this week. But as his situation with the cancer worsened, that was postponed. And unfortunately, he passed away and succumbed to complications in part due to the virus.
That's tragic. Yeah. And leaders, of course, across the country and around the world are reacting. What have some of those responses been? And is he going to be lying in state at the Capitol?
Haven't heard about any lying in state. Would not be surprised if that occurred. President Biden has announced that flags will fly at half-mast, I think, until the end of the month. What's fascinating to me, of course, is how much this outpouring of grief and support for the Powell family has come from both sides of the political aisle, both Democrats and Republicans. Don't forget, Powell served four presidents at one time, three of whom were Republicans, one of whom were Democrats. That surprised everyone in 2008 when he endorsed Barack Obama for president, even though Mr. Powell himself had largely been a lifelong Republican and subsequently would endorse Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden for president. So it's interesting that both sides of the aisle respect this man. I think everyone would agree, demonstrated throughout his life great leadership, great character, and great integrity, and a man that many people truly admire.
Absolutely, yeah. And because he served for so many different presidents, he got to see a lot of different sides of the White House, for sure. And his legacy was powerful, in fact. But there were some memorable highlights of his career, in particular, when he went before the UN.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, he would regret that for the rest of his life. The speech he delivered in February of 2003 was a defining moment and the precursor to the invasion of Iraq. Clearly, the Bush administration, President George W. Bush, had decided that Mr. Powell was the one person, based on his integrity, credibility, communication skills, that could, in fact, rally the nation and a number of our allies to support that particular invasion. You know, it's interesting, if you watch photographs or video of that particular speech, you'll see George Tenet, who was director of the CIA, sitting right over Mr. Powell's right shoulder. Powell insisted that Tenet sit there, because, of course, the CIA was crucial in the intelligence analysis. At the time, we believe Saddam Hussein was developing weapons of mass destruction, only to prove that was being untrue. And Powell would later say it was a blot on his career for the rest of his life. And in a book he would write later after he left office, he said, you know, if we'd known there was no WMD, there would have been no war.
Goodness. Yeah, certainly an individual I don't think this country is going to forget. That's CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.